It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Well, good evening and welcome, everyone. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO and also on WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is courtesy of Sydney Federal Credit Union. At SFCU, it's all about you. Tonight, I am live from Afton Central School as we are set to go for a girls' matchup tonight as the Afton Lady Crimson Knights welcome in the Gilbertsville Mount Upton Lady Raiders in a non-league showdown late in the season here before we get to league playoffs and sectional time. So set to be a fun one here tonight between ACS and GMU. Want to welcome you into the Chambers and O'Hara pregame show. Cork and the crew are on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. For all your transportation needs, including daily rentals and an expert service department, you can rely on Chambers and O'Hara. Cork and the crew wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best here in tonight's game. Our Section 4 disclaimer is that this broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. Both these teams are preparing for their respective league playoffs. Both teams are not in the semifinal contention. They're not in semifinal contention in the MAC, which is where Afton plays, or the Tri-Valley League, which is where Gilbertsville Mount Upton plays. But each tournament still has their own brackets that are besides the top four, and those can come in to be very important if you are a team that is looking to go into sectional play and perhaps maybe bump up your seed a little bit. So both these teams are looking for a win here today, and if nothing else, looking for some confidence from a victory before they head into their own little mini tournament, as they call them. They call them either the mini MAC or the mini Tri-Valley tournaments, depending on where your seeds are. So both these teams looking for some confidence, and I think Afton, as of late, has to come in with a little extra confidence with wins over Cincinnatus, a Class D team from Section 3, and a triple overtime victory, 59-54 over Sydney last week. Anytime you can pick up a victory over your rival, Afton and Sydney, I think, has a pretty good little rivalry, and a triple overtime victory. I mean, we've had some overtime games this year on CDL, but for a game to go into triple overtime is certainly fantastic. And I know that was a game I wasn't there for, but I was getting text updates, and throughout the night, I just couldn't believe it. I kept having to ask the coach that was checking in with me, saying, "Are you sure? Double overtime? Triple overtime?" It was almost one of those things that is just not believable sometimes. But it was a great ball game, and Afton came away with the victory. So I think right now they have to be trending in the right direction. I want to take a look at the Tri-Valley League and the MAC standings coming into tonight's ball game. GMU is currently in 10th place in the Tri-Valley girls basketball standings. Here's the top four. Franklin is ranked number one, and then Worcester, Lawrence, and Morris are all tied for the second spot. And I bring that up because it's the top four teams from each league that will have a chance to go on to the championship contest and have a chance to win the league. So the semifinals will be the one seed versus the four seed and the two seed versus the three seed. So as of right now, Franklin is the one seed in the Tri-Valley girls basketball standings. And then besides that, it's all going to be up in the air for Worcester, Lawrence, and Morris. Edmiston still has an outside chance and the Tri-Valley girls, but a lot of that will be decided this week between some games that are going on. If we move up to the MAC standings here, we will take a look to see where the Afton Lady Crimson Knights are. These were just updated today. Afton is currently tied for ninth place with Oxford, and the other teams that they could be facing in their little mini-MAC tournament would be Harpersville, Oxford, and Sydney. The top of the MAC standings is really a logjam right now, and some of that will be decided this week. The Delhi girls are currently in first place, and then BG and Green are tied in second place, with Deposit Hancock in fourth place, Unitigo in fifth, and Unadilla Valley in sixth. Now, BG plays Green on Friday night, so that could certainly break up, or will break up in some fashion, that tie between the Lady Bobcats and the Lady Trojans. And I think Unitigo cannot afford to drop another game. They've dropped a couple of heartbreakers recently, a two-point overtime loss to Deposit Hancock, and then a one-point loss on the road at top seed Delhi. So there's still a lot in that conversation as well. And I think the MAC championship will certainly be a ton of fun. If we get a Delhi versus BG rematch, it will be 4 years in a row on the girls' side that we will have had Bainbridge-Guilford taking on Delhi. And just a note, folks, the MAC championship will be in a different location this year. It's been kind of moving around the last few years. This year will be at the Event Center at Binghamton University on February 17th. The time has still not been decided, but mark that on the calendar. That could be a fun time to go down and watch the boys and the girls MAC championships back-to-back, especially being at the Event Center, which is a beautiful facility down at Binghamton University. It's our Chambers and O'Hara pregame show. Thanks for joining us. Cork has been a longtime sponsor of our pregame show, and we appreciate his support. I've been seeing him at a lot of ball games recently out supporting the different teams in the MAC, and that's been great to see. We're going to pause for the national anthem and the starting lineups. When we come back, we'll have the GMU girls taking out Afton here tonight from Afton Central School. I'm Nate Lowe, and we'll be right back. You're listening to live high school basketball tonight on WCDO.
Winter is here. Do you have a dependable vehicle to get you where you need to go in the stormy weather? Look to Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, for all of your transportation needs. Cork and the crew have a wide selection of cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, crossovers, and more that are ready and tested for winter driving by their excellent service team. Don't see what you like? Let one of the Chambers and O'Hara professionals find it for you. Let us do the work. Want to stay dry while you shop? Visit chambersohara.com and be warm and cozy at home while you browse our inventory. We're always bringing in new vehicles, so check back often for a fresh look. Our experienced sales staff are local residents, your friends and neighbors, and they won't pressure you during the car buying process. Let Chambers and O'Hara take care of you this winter. Visit today on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, or call 563-4311, or visit online at chambersohara.com.
If you heat with oil, here's great news from Morabito Energy Products. Our Cash for Clunkers program replaces old fuel oil tanks with brand new ones. Just trade in that old tank. You'll receive a $250 credit and the use of a Gremlin tank monitor. Using Wi-Fi and a smartphone, the Gremlin system lets you monitor fuel oil levels right from your phone. Cash in your clunker now. Call Morabito at 1-855-MORABITO.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. With locations in Delhi, Margaretville, Davenport, Hobart, and our loan production office on the corner of Ford and Main Streets in Oneonta, DNBD meets all your financial needs. And make sure to visit our new loan office in Sydney, too. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lowe with you tonight on WCDO. Also, WCDOsports.com as we get you set for the Afton girls hosting GMU in a non-leaguer here tonight. Let's do our starting lineups first for GMU and head coach Nicole Conway. They will start a sophomore, number 3, Savannah Brzee, a junior, number 14, Hunter Christian, a sophomore, number 15, Alyssa Zazak, a sophomore, number 22, Caitlin Fuller, and a senior, number 23, Scarlett Newman. On the other side here for the Afton Lady Crimson Knights and head coach Lacey Stanton, they will start sophomore, number 3, Janelle Volk. Freshman, number 11, Olivia Harris-Morris. A junior, number 13, Samantha Scolier. A junior, number 15, Casey East. And also a junior, number 35, Michaela Mills. I will say that both these teams do have some great young talent on here, and the next couple of years could be bright for both of these programs, as sometimes that's how it goes in a smaller school. You bring up some athletes early, and you know they might take their lumps, but as time goes on, they will have more and more experience at the varsity level. Case in point, I think, is the Walton boys this year. That group has been together on varsity for 3 or 4 years, and they never really took their lumps per se, but you know they had to go up against some big time senior teams and would come out on the losing end. But this year, you can just see they have been in every situation at the varsity level, and it's really paying off as they are tied for first place in the MAC standings for the boys this year. So I think that's a great representation of how if you start early at the varsity level, you get some great experience. We'll have a jump ball here off the jump ball as the tip came right down and then was tied up. And so we'll come back and do it again. GMU will go left to right on your radio dial. They're in the road royal blue uniforms with the gold and the white trims as Lady Raiders and white lettering across the front of the uniform. Afton's in the home whites with the black and the red trims as Afton and black lettering across the front of their uniform. And now they will win the reopening tip and will have a traveling violation as they bring it into the front court on the freshman, Olivia Harris-Morris, who I've been very impressed with in the few times I've seen Afton this year. For just a freshman, she has come a long way, and she's playing some great basketball. A steal on the inbound pass by Janelle Volk, and she stepped out of bounds with 7:45 to go in the first quarter. Stole the inbounds pass and then was tiptoeing along the sideline and stepped on the line. And so GMU will get the ball back in the backcourt. They'll toss one in here to Brzee. Brzee falls out of bounds but is able to knock the ball off of Olivia Harris-Morris off her knee. And it goes right back to GMU. So the Raiders inching their way towards midcourt here, again tapped out of bounds off the hands of Olivia Harris-Morris. So in the first, 22 seconds of the ball game, the ball has been out of bounds 4 times. And finally, GMU will get it in, look to set up the offense. And, boy, it's going to come right over here to my broadcast booth. That's the 5th time knocked out of bounds. We've got some very active hands on defense. Even the official gave me a little chuckle here as I had to pass the ball back to him. And another steal inbounds as Afton will scoop it up down the left side of the floor. They'll try an inbounds pass, and it's intercepted here by Scarlett Newman. And back up the floor for Gilbert Swimmon Upton. We are scoreless. 25 seconds into the ball game here. GMU with the basketball as they go left to right. Brzee to the right side finds Hunter Christian. Christian into the right corner looking for Scarlett Newman. It's tipped away, but right back into the hands of Brzee. 10 on the shot clock. GMU at the top of the key. They go back right side for Hunter Christian. Pump fakes. Passes inside for Alyssa Zazak. Shot is off the mark. Ball is loose on the floor. Off the rebound, and Afton will come away. Samantha Scolier with the rebound. And an outlet pass to Olivia Harris-Morris. Tries a long home run pass for Janelle Volk. It's too tall for her. Ball sails out of bounds and will go back to GMU. 6:55 to go in the first quarter. We are scoreless between the Lady Raiders and the Lady Crimson Knights from Afton Central School tonight. GMU will have it in the backcourt, and they'll go to Hunter Christian on the right side, who will get it across the midcourt timeline. Christian with a bounce pass to the right low block. Turnaround shot for Alyssa Zazak. Won't go down. Another rebound here for the freshman, Olivia Harris-Morris for Afton. 6:35 to go in the first quarter. We are scoreless between Afton and GMU, and a timeout will be taken here by Afton and head coach Lacey Stanton. So we're scoreless between Afton and Gilbert Swimmon Upton. 6:35 to go in the first quarter. I'm Nate Lull, and we'll be right back on CDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area local athletes.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. Early first quarter action between Afton and GMU live tonight from ACS. Afton girls with the ball. We're scoreless in the early going of the first quarter. as Afton brings it across the half-court timeline. We'll have a shooting foul on GMU, and stepping to the line will be Casey East for the Lady Crimson Knights. That foul for GMU on Alyssa Zazak, her first, team's first. And East to the line, first shot is off the mark and no good with 6:27 to go in the first quarter. We're still scoreless between Afton and GMU. Second shot coming for the Lady Crimson Knights and the junior, Casey East. East settles in for the shot. This one is up and good. And so Afton will get on the board for a 1-0 lead with 6:25 to go in the first quarter. Here is Scarlett Newman across the midcourt timeline. Ball punched out of bounds. It'll stay with GMU as Newman got across the half-court timeline, and now Alyssa Zazak will inbound the basketball. Zazak will quickly get it back and now find the point guard in Savannah Brzee, the sophomore up on varsity this year for GMU. Back for Hunter Christian, far side for Caitlin Fuller. Fuller gets trapped in the corner, gets it back to Hunter Christian, lost control of the basketball, and Afton will come away, and they'll find Casey East. Sprinting in transition, lays it up, won't go. Scarlett Newman with the rebound. 6:10 to go in the first quarter. A 1-0 lead for Afton over GMU. Ball, again, out of bounds. Last touched by Afton as GMU brought it up the left side of the floor in front of the Afton bench. So Newman will get it in and find Brzee at the top of the key. Brzee goes to the right side for Hunter Christian. Lost control of the basketball. Looked like maybe she dribbled it off her foot. Zebra Crew lets it go. Back down is Casey East for the left-handed breakaway layup. Can't get it to go, but she is fouled from behind. And Casey East will take her second trip to the charity stripe here with 5:55 to go in the first quarter and Afton leading 1-0. Foul is on Scarlett Newman, her first, team second. And the shot is up, hits the rim about six times before falling in here for Casey East. Second one coming with 5:55 to go in this first quarter. 2-0 lead here for Afton over GMU. East with both points so far tonight. Settling in, shot is up off the back of the rim, ball is loose, rebound for GMU, as it was tapped by Meredith Hammond, and she's able to get it to Marina Zazak, who is into the game here tonight. One of the normal starters for GMU, as they go to Zazak on the right side of the floor. Zazak picks it up, goes down low for Hammond, tries the shot. This one was partially blocked. Ball rolls out of bounds, and goes back to Afton with 5:38 to go in the first quarter, and a 2-0 lead here for Afton over GMU. Some of the normal GMU starters now in the ball game didn't start, so you have to wonder, we could peek behind the curtain there for head coach Nicole Conway if there was a reason behind that or not, something she saw in a matchup or something along those lines. But the starters are in now, and Afton still trying to take advantage as a long home run pass ahead for Sam Scholier finds the bottom of the bucket, and Afton leads GMU 4-0 with 5:20 to go in the first quarter. Hammond down low, the shot is off the mark, and a rebound here for Afton, and back up the floor they come with Olivia Harris-Morris. Into the corner now for Janelle Volk on the right side. Three-point line extended. Volk with her back to the basket. Back out here for Olivia Harris-Morris as they set up the offense. 15 to go on the shot clock. Has her pocket picked, but Afton somehow holds on. Volk cuts it across the top of the zone. Finds Casey East. Shot is off the mark. Mills with a rebound. Feeds one inside. Intercepted by GMU. But then Afton gets it back. And the shot clock is going to go off here. Volk with a shot at the buzzer. It's no good. And Zazak will get the rebound. 4:40 to go in the opening quarter, and Zazak will get it back across the half-court timeline. GMU to the far side for Caitlin Fuller now. Fuller finds Zazak, lost control of it on the floor, and Afton back up the floor with Janelle Volk. Volk at the left low block, kicks one back out, and the jumper is off the mark for Michaela Mills. Rebound for Casey East, puts it up, won't go. Olivia Harris-Morris will follow it up, and she puts it in. And it's a 6-0 lead for Afton over GMU with 4:05 to go in the first quarter. Here is Madeline Lull across the midcourt timeline for Zazak in the corner. Now down low for Alyssa Zazak, and there's the Zazak connection. Morena finds Alyssa, and she puts it in. And it's 6-2 with 3:55 to go in the first quarter. Afton on top of Gilbertsville Mount Upton. Half-court timeline for Olivia Harris-Morris. Dribble drive into the paint. Harris-Morris absorbs the contact, passes down low, and Samantha Scholier will finish it off. She's got 4 points. And with 3:35 to go in the first quarter, it is Afton 8 and GMU 2. Here is Madeline Lull on the left side. We'll find Caitlin Fuller on the right side as she tries an interior pass. We'll go back out. Lull with the shot is off the mark. Sails out of bounds. And we'll go back to Afton with 3:23 to go in the first quarter. Now you might be sitting at home wondering, Madeline Lull, maybe Nate's relative. No known relation that I know of, but hey, I'll take it. It's a great last name. I fully 100% think it's probably the best last name around. So good luck to Madeline Lull out there tonight. We always have a good joke about it whenever we run into each other and our sports travel. She's a great track athlete as well for GMU, great sprinter. So get to see a lot of her in the springtime. 3:10 to go in this first quarter. Afton back down the floor. They'll toss it inside for Casey East, who was wide open in the paint, and she puts it home, and it's 10-2. Afton on top with 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Left side of the floor, they pass it into the paint. Madeline Lull tried to find Scarlett Newman. It was intercepted. Back down the floor for Afton. East with another shot. Left it short, and Scarlett Newman scoops up a rebound. Newman down the right side of the floor finds Meredith Hammond. That shot, the left-handed layup, won't fall. And a rebound for Afton with 2:40 to go in the first frame. Ahead for Casey East, crosses the Afton Central logo at midcourt. Here is Olivia Harris-Morris at the top of the key. Picks up her dribble, looking for options with 15 on the shot clock. They go foul line here for Michaela Mills. Bounce pass down low was tipped there by GMU and out of play. Checking in for Afton will be Mackenzie Hoyt, and Janelle Volk will come to the bench for a breather with 2:25 to go in the first quarter. Afton leading GMU 10-2. Afton will get it into the near side corner for Casey East. And now back to the right wing corner for Michaela Mills with 7 on the shot clock. It won't go down as she tried a long two-pointer from the right corner. GMU with a rebound. And here is Marina Zazak. Picks up her dribble, finds Meredith Hammond. Down low for Scarlett Newman, and the right-handed layup rolls around the cylinder. Won't go down, and a rebound now for Afton. GMU is off to a cold start tonight shooting the basketball, but they're getting good looks. Afton back up the floor going right to left. Olivia Harris-Morris for a three. It's just a little bit short. Not enough spice on that one. And a rebound for the Lady Raiders. And here, walking back up the floor, will be Caitlin Fuller. Fuller on the left side. Finds Lull. Back for Zazak. A long two-pointer. Right wing side, no good. Fuller is there. Scoops up the rebound. Can't get the shot to go on the left-handed layup. Ball is loose, and Afton will finally scoop it up. But a steal at midcourt. Here is Madeline Lull coming right back down the right side using that track speed to get to the rim and lay it up and in. So Madeline Lull with her first basket, and it's Afton 10, GMU 4, with a minute 20 to go in the first quarter. Back down the floor, ball is in the front court and then tapped out of bounds by GMU on their very active defense with a minute 15 to go in the first quarter. Again, Afton 10, GMU 4 in this girls non-league matchup tonight. Live from Afton Central School, I'm Nate Lull. Thanks for joining us, also online at WCDOsports.com. To the top of the key, Olivia Harris-Morris on the inbounds pass at the right low block finds Casey East. Her shot won't go. Sam Scullier loses control of the basketball, and here's Lull with a two-on-one. Madeline Lull takes it to the rim. It's partially blocked there by Olivia Harris-Morris. Thought maybe there'd be a call, but the officials let it go. We're under a minute to go in the first quarter. Ball is loose at midcourt, intercepted by Lull. Ahead for Marina Zazak, who stops, pops. The little 10-footer is good. Marina Zazak puts it up and in. And with 45 seconds to go in the first quarter, it's Afton 10 and GMU 6. So the Lady Raiders, after a slow start, trying to get back in this ball game late in the first quarter. Afton with the ball. They pass it down low. We'll have a jump ball, and the possession arrow will give it back to GMU as Hammond got tied up with Scullier of Afton. Some good defense there. 36 seconds to go in the first quarter. Four-point ball game with Afton on top, 10-6. Game has definitely changed a little bit since the normal GMU starters checked in. They've started to chip away at this lead a little bit. Cross midcourt for Meredith Hammond. Hammond down low, and it looks like a foul with 27 seconds to go in this first quarter. This will be the first team foul on Afton tonight. GMU with two so far, and this one will be on Amanda Spooner, who had checked into the ball game for Afton. 25 seconds to go, first quarter. Marina Zazak on the right side. Hands one off for Madeline Lull. 20-footer right side. It's off the side of the rim. Rebound, Scarlett Newman puts it up. That won't go. Both teams wrestling and scrambling for this rebound, and Afton will come away with it with 10 seconds left. Ball loose on the baseline. Last touch by GMU as Hammond was trying to trap as Afton tried to dribble out of trouble there on that rebound. And then Hammond touched it, and it went out of bounds. So Athens will have one last chance here late in the first quarter. A long pass ahead again is knocked out of bounds with 3 seconds to go in the first quarter. They were looking for that long pass ahead to Spooner, who was behind the defense, but Hammond slid over and knocked it away. We've seen more balls fly out of bounds in this first quarter than I think I saw in maybe all of the game last night. It's just been very active defense. Afton will get the ball in. They find Spooner. Can she toss one up at the buzzer? Lost control of it. It rolled out with 0.8 seconds to go, and Afton's going to just have to try to toss one in and get a shot up. And time will expire as they threw it into traffic, and nobody could get a good look. End of the first quarter here from Afton. It is the Lady Crimson Knights leading GMU 10-6. Stay tuned. Second quarter coming up. I'm Nate Lull, and you're listening to Live High School Hoops tonight on CDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner, owner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, and I'm here to tell you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual clean and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life, and if you need to make a change, being able to choose the best system that fits your family needs will save you money too. Give me a call at 349-0831 and start saving money now. We also accept Visa and MasterCard. Call 349-0831.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back. Start of the second quarter tonight on WCDO. 10-6 is the score. The Afton girls on top of visiting GMU. As we get the second quarter underway, Afton going right to left on your radio dial. Right side of the floor for Casey East, who has 4 points. That's a game high so far for Afton. Back out, Olivia Harris-Morris. Straight away from the foul line. Shot is off the mark. And a rebound for GMU. Meredith Hammond on the left side of the floor. Hands one back off for Lull. Madeline Lull trying to go coast to coast. Lays it up and in. Madeline Lull with 4 points. And it's 10-8 with 7.5 to go in the second quarter. So GMU was down 10-2. And they've cut it back down to a one-possession game. Afton trying to answer. Casey East with a baby hook in the paint. It's off the mark. And a rebound for the Lady Raiders. Meredith Hammond with an outlet pass to Madeline Lull. Lull is doing a good job of using her speed here tonight to open up some lanes for the Lady Raiders. Left side of the floor for Zazak. Picks up her dribble in a tough spot. Goes Marina to Alyssa Zazak. Down low, the shot is off the mark. Meredith Hammond scoops it up and puts it in. Meredith Hammond ties this ball game up 10-10 with 6:55 to go in the second quarter. Afton quickly back in transition. Here's Casey East. Stops, goes back out to the top of the key, and the Crimson Knights will set things back up. Here with Olivia Harris-Morris. Morris to the right side. Dribble drive down low to the right low block. Picks up her dribble with 10 seconds to go on the shot clock. Tries to pass it back out. Intercepted here by GMU. Zazak in some tough trouble. Will finally dribble out of the way. Ahead now for Madeline Lull, who sags behind the defense. Now takes it to the rim. Shot is short. Another rebound here for Afton. And Casey East wants the track meet to continue. Puts on the brakes. And then a reach-in foul by Lull here with 6:20 to go in the second quarter. We are tied 10-10 between GMU and Afton. Thank you for listening tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. We appreciate you listening in. Tuesday night basketball. Boy, we had a great game last night between BG and Cooperstown. That was one that I'll be remembering for a long time. We'll talk a little bit more about that at halftime in case you missed that one. And don't forget our Thursday schedule as well. We'll have the Sydney boys hosting Unitigo on Thursday night with a 7:15 tip-off. 6:15 to go in the second quarter here, and we're tied 10-10 between Afton girls and GMU. Afton on an inbounds play will toss this one back up towards midcourt. Casey East is there to easily receive, and now they'll go to the near side for Tracy Hatton, who's into the ball game. Hatton down low for Janelle Volk, and she will dish one off, and this will be a foul, and heading to the line, looks like we'll be Madison Riley here for Afton with 6:05 to go in the second quarter. stepping in for her first shot. This one is up and good for Riley. Second one coming here for Apton as they retake the lead 11-10 with 6:05 to go in the second quarter. Second shot is off the mark and a rebound here for GMU. So they trail 11-10 with 6 minutes to go in the second quarter. And back up the floor is Alyssa Zazak, finding Savannah Brzee, who's back in the game. Brzee will toss one off here for Jasmine Brooks. Fires up a jumper from the right side corner. It's off the mark. Afton quickly in transition, but they'll lose control of the basketball. Casey East couldn't quite hold on to it, and Scarlett Newman will come away with it. Newman with the chest pass ahead for Jasmine Brooks. Tosses up a jumper from the right side again, and we're going to have a foul, I believe, during the shot with 5:35 to go in the second quarter, and Brooks will head to the line for GMU. And so, stepping in here will be Brooks looking for her first shot, and it just hits the front of the rim and then dies and falls off. Foul will be on Tracy Hatton. They'll say that she got her with a little bit of a hook as she tried to box her out on that shot. Second one coming here for Brooks. Brooks puts this one up and in. Jasmine Brooks, much to the delight of the GMU crowd here, ties it up 11-11 with 5:35 to go in the second quarter. Down low here for Janelle Volk. Puts it up. It's off the mark. Off the back of the rim and a rebound for GMU. And the sophomore, Caitlin Fuller, will bring it up the floor. Fuller puts on the brakes, finds Alyssa Zazak, and tries to go a little give-and-go back to Fuller. She had to save it from going out of bounds. Afton will come forward with it. We'll have a block as a foul here on Zazak with 5:15 to go before the halftime break. Zazak was trying to hustle back on defense, and I think she tried to plant her feet there to maybe take a charge at midcourt, and they'll get her for a blocking foul. We're tied 11-11 between GMU and Afton. To the right side of the floor for Fuller. Fuller ahead for Newman. Volk came in and stole it away and then dribbled it off her foot and out of bounds. Boy, it's been a hot potato out there tonight, folks. Both teams have had trouble holding onto the basketball at times. GMU trailed 10-2, and they have come back to tie it up at 11-11. So a good job by the Lady Raiders to get back in. They're looking for the lead on a shot from Scarlett Newman on the right side. It's off the mark. Rebound here for Afton and ahead to the right side. They'll look for Madison Riley here. Shot won't go. Tries a second time and puts it up and in. And so Afton retakes the lead 13-11 with 4:50 to go in the second quarter. And GMU is going to take a timeout for head coach Nicole Conway. Again, 4:50 to go before the halftime break. It's Afton 13, GMU 11. We'll be right back on CDO.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Our score right now, Afton 13, GMU 11, a girls' non-league battle tonight between the Lady Crimson Knights and the Lady Raiders. GMU with the ball. A straightaway shot here for Savannah. Brzee is no good, but the rebound right there, and Caitlin Fuller puts it up and in to tie this ball game back up. So a nice rebound there by the sophomore, and the putback was pure to tie it up at 13 with 4:20 to go in the second quarter. Afton with the ball. They're in the home white uniforms tonight with the black and the red trim. GMU is in the royal blue road uniforms with the white and the gold trim. See if I can get the marbles out of my mouth here tonight. Shot for Afton from the right side. Amanda Spooner, it's off the back of the rim, and nobody could get to the rebound in time before it rolls out of bounds. So GMU will get it back. Still looking for their first lead of the game. They've tied it up several times, but haven't been able to take that edge yet. Here for Jasmine Brooks. Right side of the floor for Alyssa Zazak. Stops, pump fakes, goes back for Brooks for a long two. Too strong. Fuller is there for the rebound. Can't get the shot to go, but she's fouled. And head coach Lacey Stanton for Afton saying, girls, we have to box out. Fuller is killing us on the glass right now with 3:55 to go in the second quarter. So Fuller will step in already with 2 points, looking to add to it here for GMU, looking for their lead. And this one is up and good. Nice-looking foul shot there from Caitlin Fuller. She now has 3 points. And the second shot coming here for Fuller. Spooner will go to the bench, and stepping back in will be Michaela Mills for the Lady Crimson Knights of Afton. And so Fuller settles in. Second shot is good. So she goes 2 for 2 at the line. So Lull and Fuller with 4 points apiece now for GMU as they lead 15-13. Afton back down the floor on the right baseline and stolen here by GMU's Alyssa Zazak. Mills couldn't hold on to the hot potato. Back up the floor for Scarlett Newman. Newman picks up the ball, finds Brooks. They go to Brzee on the right side. Back for Brooks. Reverse it for Fuller. A long jumper. It is an air ball. Saved by Brzee, though, right on the line, and she passed it back in to Scarlett Newman. It just went through her fingertips and out of bounds. But great hustle there by Savannah Brzee. Tossed it back over her shoulder. I don't think Newman was expecting it and couldn't hold on. Afton in transition. Pull-up jumper here for Scullier is good. And Samantha Scullier with 6 points. And we're tied up 15-15 now. A steal, and they'll put it up and in. That's Taylor Schultz who's into the ball game, and she puts it in, and Afton retakes the lead 17-15 with 3:05 to go in the second quarter. Ball is loose on the right side of the floor, rolls out of bounds. And GMU's going to go back to the bench. Meredith Hammond and Morena Zazak will come in. Olivia Harris-Morris comes in for Afton as Volk will get another break here for the Lady Crimson Knights. A tight ball game, as we expected here tonight, between Afton and GMU. Afton leads 17-15, and now a steal on an inbounds pass, and here comes ACS. Olivia Harris-Morris, the freshman, trying to go coast-to-coast. Her shot is too strong. She tried a little 5-foot jumper. Rebound for Casey East, and there it is. Bang for Casey East, and she has 6 points. And Afton retakes the lead, 19-15, with 2:45 to go before the halftime break. Marina Zazak down the right side of the floor, finds Alyssa Zazak, steps back, foot is on the three-point line, now finds Brzee. Brzee with her back to the basket, will reverse it to the left side of the floor, finding Fuller in front of the Afton bench. Fuller goes back to Brzee, and she is fouled by Taylor Schultz on a reach-in. With 2.5 to go in the second quarter. Stay tuned, we'll have our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report coming up. Remember, when you use your Mirabito Rewards Plus card, you'll save instantly right at the pump. You can see for yourself at Mirabito today. Right side of the floor now for GMU as they get it back in bounds, and Alyssa Zazak is fouled as she goes up for the shot by Sam Scullier of Afton. And Zazak will head to the line here with 2 points tonight, looking to, no, they'll say it was on the floor. Boy, I thought that was going to be shooting for sure. With 2:22 to go in the second quarter. GMU not pleased with that call. Nicole Conway a little confused, I think, why that wasn't shooting. I certainly thought it was. Goes back to Alyssa Zazak. Tries the same shot again, almost the same exact spot, but it won't go down. Afton with a rebound, but taken right back by GMU. Good defense is taken right here for Olivia Harris-Morris, who takes it back for Afton, and she'll be fouled as she tries to take it to the rim. And that's been the story tonight. One team will get a steal, and then dribble back up the floor, and somebody will sneak up behind, pick a pocket, and take it right back. So 2 minutes to go in the second quarter is Afton 19, GMU 15. And Taylor Schultz will inbound the basketball here in Afton's own offensive end of the floor. Casey East will take it down, tosses up a jumper. It won't go. A rebound for Brzee, but again, stolen away by Olivia Harris-Morris, who's been very active tonight on defense. Harris-Morris to the right side of the floor. Looking for options. Will dribble in, now stops, pops, goes for Sam Scullier down low, who puts it in. Sam Scullier with a game-high 8 points, and Afton leads 21-15. A steal on the inbounds pass here by Taylor Schultz again. She is fouled and will go to the line. GMU has struggled over the last 2 to 3 minutes here, inbounding the basketball after a make by Afton, because Taylor Schultz has been right there and just kind of waiting on that pass, and if it's a little too lackadaisical, she's been there to steal it. First shot is off the back of the rim and no good with 1:35 to go in the second quarter. Second shot coming here for Schultz. Afton 21, GMU 15. This game was just tied up at 13-13 about 2 minutes ago. Second shot for Schultz is up and good. She has 6 points off the bench. So you have Scullier with 8 and then East and Schultz both with 6. For Afton as they lead 22-15. Does GMU have another comeback in them late in the first half? They try to pass down low for Brzee. Brzee gets tied up and then is fouled as she dives headfirst on the floor she got to the basketball and then tried to toss it back to her teammate, Madeline Lowe, and as she did that, she got hit on the arm and was fouled. Underneath the basket, this will be a shooting foul. That's right. Both teams now with five fouls. And in the girls' game, when you hit five fouls now in the quarter, you will shoot. So I thought maybe they were going to miss that, but they don't, and Brazee will head to the line. First shot for Brazee is up and good. Swish, nothing but net there for Savannah Brazee, wearing number three, the sophomore for GMU. And it's 22-16. The Lady Raiders on the road here tonight, trailing at Afton. Second shot is no good. Violation, though, on GMU, so would have counted anyways if it had gone in. And Afton will get the basketball back. The Lady Crimson Knights leading 22-16 with a minute 20 to go before the halftime break. Olivia Harris-Morris will dribble it up the floor to the left side. Into the corner now for Michaela Mills. Mills goes back for Harris-Morris. Pass to the interior is deflected. It's loose on the hardwood here, and we'll have a jump ball. It's going to give it back to GMU. The Raiders have been scrappy. Both sides have been scrappy on defense so far tonight. With 1:05 to go in the second quarter, 22-16. Afton on top of Gilbertsville Mount Upton. And Madeline Lowe will walk it up the floor to the right side, gets into the paint, dishes one off for Alyssa Zazak. Zazak goes back to Brazee on the right side of the floor, now top of the key. Madeline Lowe left side, 55 seconds to go in the second quarter. 15 on the shot clock. Zazak in the corner. Here's Alyssa with a shot. The jumper rattles out after going about halfway down. Rebound ahead up the floor for Afton. Janelle Volk is fighting tooth and nail there with Savannah Brazee, and it rolls out of bounds and will stay with Afton. Boy, both teams were on the floor hustling hard for that one. And it just touched GMU last with 40 seconds to go in the second quarter. Underneath the basket, Afton will look to inbound. They'll try to feed it right to the interior. Again, it gets tied up, and the possession arrow this time will keep it with Afton with 37 seconds to go before the halftime break. Janelle Volk will inbound the basketball for Afton underneath the glass. Volk looking for options, finds Michaela Mills, thought about a straightaway two, will instead hold on to it. And now pass one off for Olivia Harris-Morris to the interior. Now another kick out for Casey East. Wants to take it right to the rim. It's off the mark. Rebound is loose, and Meredith Hammond will pick it up for GMU. 20 seconds to go. A long pass ahead from Lull, finding Alyssa Zazak. It's blocked off the backboard. And off the rebound, Sam Scholier will bring it back down for Afton. 10 seconds left. Left side, Casey East. Step in jumper, too strong. Rebound for Afton. Is now taken away by Maddie Lull, and she is fouled with 2.9 seconds to go in the second quarter. Michaela Mills was trying to steal it back from her. Lull was trying to dribble out of harm's way and is fouled and will go to the line. With 2.9 seconds, this could be big. If she could get both of these, this would cut it to a four-point ball game, be very manageable to start the second half. Still is manageable, even if they go in trailing 22-16, but this could help for GMU. First shot for Lull, she left it short. And the second one is coming with 2.9 seconds to go in the second quarter. Even if she could get one here, this would be big for the Lady Raiders. Let's see what they can get. Lull with a deep breath at the line. And the shot is up and good. In for Madeline Lull. She has 5 points. Afton will get it in. Will they have time to get a shot off? No, they won't. And our halftime score is Afton 22 and GMU 17. We'll be back with the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. I'm Nate Lull. Thank you for listening tonight. You are tuned in to Girls High School Hoops tonight on CDL.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly, and there's plenty of parking, too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's Back Room for meetings and parties, too. Call 967-3111.
If you heat with oil, here's great news from Marabito Energy Products. Our Cash for Clunkers program replaces old fuel oil tanks with brand new ones. Just trade in that old tank. You'll receive a $250 credit and the use of a Gremlin tank monitor. Using Wi-Fi and a smartphone, the Gremlin system lets you monitor fuel oil levels right from your phone. Cash in your clunker now. Call Marabito at 1-855-MARABITO.
Have you had an unfortunate accident? Do you need a quick vehicle replacement? Or are you doing a lot of traveling but don't want to put the miles on your own vehicle? Chambers and O'Hara Riverside in Sydney has vehicle rentals at competitive rates, available by the day, week, or month. And they will even bill the insurance company for you. Call 563-4311 today for a hassle-free rental. Compact, midsize, luxury, and vans too. From sales and service to stress-free rentals, call Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney at 563-4311.
Attention young adults, are you looking to take the next step in your life? Are you interested in serving your community and your country? The U.S. Air Force could be your answer. For a no-pressure interview, please contact Technical Sergeant Mark Baldenegro in Oneonta. His office is in the Clinton Plaza on Main Street. Please call for an appointment today, 432-6780. That's 432-6780. See what the U.S. Air Force can do for you. Not sure about enlisting? Talk to Sergeant Mark about community service opportunities in our area to get a feel for what the Air Force team is all about. Aim high with the U.S. Air Force. For a local, no pressure interview, call 432-6780. That's 432-6780.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Patriot Masonry of Otigo is a proud sponsor of high school sports on WCDO. Patriot Masonry can handle any job, big or small, commercial, industrial, or residential, and they're your local stamped concrete specialist. Beautiful indoor or outdoor fireplaces, patios, brickwork, stairs, floors, or countertops. They can do it all. Call 287-0709. That's 287-0709. Or visit online at patriotmasonry.net. That's patriotmasonry.net. Patriot Masonry. Call 287-0709.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. It's our Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Remember, when you use your Marabito Rewards Plus card, you'll save instantly right at the pump. See for yourself at Marabito. Call 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Our halftime score, 22-17. The Afton girls on top of Gilbertsville Mount Upton at the break. Let's go through our scoring summary. First for GMU, 5 points for Madeline Lull. That's a team high in the first half for the Lady Raiders. Followed up by 4 points from Caitlin Fuller. 2 apiece from Reina Zazak, Alyssa Zazak, and Meredith Hammond, and 1 point for Jasmine Brooks and Savannah Brzee as well for GMU. On the other side, some good balanced scoring here for Afton, 8 points for Sam Scullier, 6 points for Casey East, 6 points from Taylor Schultz, and 2 points from Olivia Harris-Morris. Been very impressed, especially with Olivia Harris-Morris, only 2 points, but for a freshman, controlling the ball very, very well at the point and finding Scullier and East for some great open shots. So that is great to see. So really anybody's ball game. Afton jumped out to a 10-2 lead. GMU was able to claw back into the ball game and tie things up at 11 apiece. And then they actually took the lead by 2 for a couple of possessions, and then a little run sparked by Taylor Schultz and a couple of steals on some inbounds passes. And Afton was able to retake the lead. GMU did cut into it a little bit right before the halftime break. And so that gives us our halftime score of 22-17. One other big thing to note here tonight is that Delhi's Nate Kraft is 13 points away going into tonight's game for Delhi. They're at Shenango Forks tonight for a non-leaguer. 13 points away from joining the 1,000 Career Point Club. And we love highlighting all our local players every year who join the 1,000 Career Point Club, but I think this is extra special If Nate can do that tonight, he would be the first boy in Delaware Academy history to join that list. And I found that information out this morning. I just thought that was very surprising with all the great athletes that have come through the halls of Delhi, that he would be the first boy. I believe there's six or maybe seven girls on the list. I know they recently hung a banner in the gym to celebrate their girls' 1,000-point scores. But if Nate Kraft can do that tonight, and I'm waiting on the text to see if he can do that, he would be the first boy in Delhi history to do that. So I think that's very, very cool for Nate Kraft. Hopefully he gets it tonight. I was talking with him and with the coaching staff over at Delhi earlier today. I said, I want to put the word out because I want people to know, but I don't want to jinx you. Sometimes I like to wait until after it happens. So that would be very cool if Nate could get that done tonight. It's been a busy year with Megan Palmateer and Abigail Selfridge, both from BG, getting their 1,000 points. Haley Steenland from Stanford got it earlier this year. Nick Tomaszewski from Sharon Springs, all teams that we cover here on CDO. And so Nate Kraft would be the fifth boy that I can think of this year that would be joining 1,000-point club. So that is really cool. We're going to take a break here on the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report with our halftime score, the Afton girls leading GMU 22-17. We'll be right back on CDO.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Jake's Deli on Main Street in Otigo is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. Make sure to check out Jake's for their famous subs. You won't be disappointed. Jake's has a full deli with cold cuts, homemade salads, meat platters, and more. Plus, they have all the groceries, snacks, and drinks you need. So stop into Jake's Deli at 401 Main Street in Otigo today. Call in your sub order at 988-2709. That's 988-2709. Jake's Deli is open Monday through Saturday from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Sundays from 7 to 3. Good luck, area athletes from Jake's Deli of Otigo.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. It's the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Remember, when you use your Marabito Rewards Plus card, you'll save instantly right at the pump. See for yourself at Marabito. Call 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Our halftime score, the Afton girls leading GMU 22-17. Quickly, our high scorers again so far in the first half for GMU: Madeline Lull with 5 points, Caitlin Fuller with 4, and for Afton, 8 points. That's a game high so far for Sam Scholier, and 6 points apiece for Casey East and Taylor Schultz. Remember, folks, on Thursday, I'll be back in Sydney as the Warriors host the Unitigo Spartans. Always great when Sydney and Unitigo get together. That game will be at 7:15, and it's an important game for the Sydney boys as they are still trying to clinch a top four spot in the MAC standings and hopefully get into the semifinals if you're a Sydney Warrior fan. We'll step away. Third quarter coming up. Afton 22, GMU 17, and a girls non-leaguer tonight on CDO.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and/or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online, nycm.com.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lull with you on WCDO. To start the second half, GMU with a jumper from Alyssa Zazak. It's off the mark, but the rebound for Caitlin Fuller. She puts it up and in. She's got 6 points. And GMU with a big-time bucket early in the third quarter to cut this Afton lead to 22-19 here in this girls' non-leaguer tonight. Afton now going left to right to start the second half, and GMU right to left. Here's Michaela Mills with the basketball, tries to pass to the high post. It's intercepted by GMU. Here's Marina Zazak. GMU coming right out of the locker room with a lot of energy, but Zazak can't get the layup to go. Fuller is there for a rebound, but then has her pocket picked by Afton and Michaela Mills. Back up the floor for Janelle Volk. Volk to the left side. The jumper is short. Rebound for Olivia Harris-Morris. She gets tied up, and we'll have a whistle. 22-19 the score. Foul will be underneath on Gilbertsville Mount Upton. Let's see who this one is on officially over on the far side as Afton will inbound the basketball. That will be on Maddie Lull. That is her third foul. Team's first here in the third quarter. Afton will pass it to the interior as they try to work it to the left low block, and they will lose it out of bounds. Sam Scullier lost control of it as she tried to reach out to hold on to it, lost it out of bounds. 6:55 to go, third quarter. Afton 22, GMU 19. Right side of the floor, Zazak with an interior pass to Hammond, and the ball was swatted out of there by Sam Scullier of Afton, out of bounds, and it will stay with GMU. Early third quarter action tonight on WCDO. Also, WCDOsports.com. Remember, you can go back and listen to these games anytime at our game audio archive at WCDOsports.com. It's a free download. GMU will pass it down low to Fuller, who will reverse one over to Hammond. Can't get the rebound shot to go. Hammond will get it back for a second chance, though, and this time it'll go. And GMU, who was trailing 22-17 at the half, has now cut it down to a one-point game, 22-21. Janelle Volk, though, says not so fast for Afton, puts in a right-handed layup, and it's back to a three-point game. Afton 24, GMU 21, with 6:20 to go in the third quarter. Top of the key for Maddie Lowe. Back for Zazak. Pump fakes down low, kicks back out for Lowe, reverses left side, Alyssa Zazak at the foul line. Zazak finds Marina Zazak for the right-side jumper. It's off the mark. Volk goes into the land of the trees, and the short guard is able to come down with a rebound. Now ahead for Casey East. Full steam ahead for Afton. For Michaela Mills, give and go. Back to East, who puts it up and in. She now has 8 points, and every time GMU is able to get it down to about two or a one-point deficit, Afton seems to have a little run, and it's 26-21 with 5:45 to go in the third quarter. Timeout taken here by GMU as they walk it back up the floor. With 5:43 to go in the third, it's Afton 26, GMU 21. We'll be right back on CDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
5:43 to go in the third quarter. GMU trailing 26-21, and out of the timeout, the Lady Raiders with the basketball in the front court. They try to pass it to the interior, and it's stolen away by Olivia Harris-Morris. She gets across the half-court timeline and to the top of the key. She will look to pass to the right side and set up shop here for Afton. They're in the white uniforms with the black and the red trim. To the top of the key now for Casey East. Back for Olivia Harris-Morris. Turnaround shot is up and good for Olivia Harris-Morris, who now has 4 points. And it's Afton 28, GMU 21. And to the right side of the floor for Maddie Lull. Lull to the left side. Morena Zazak pull-up jumper is too strong. Alyssa Zazak with a little tip. That one won't go down, and it's like there's a lid on the rim all of a sudden for the Lady Raiders. And then Maddie Lull is whistled for a foul as Afton brings it back up the floor. That's going to be her fourth and the team's second here in the third quarter. So Lull is going to have to go and have a seat on the bench for a while to avoid picking up that fifth and final foul. 4:55 to go, third quarter. Afton ahead, 28-21, but it's intercepted on the inbounds, but they'll take it right back. Zazak had it, but then coming back to scoop it up for Afton was Sam Scullier. Scullier down low for Olivia Harris. Morris threw her fingertips, but Zazak got the last piece of it, so it stays with ACS. GMU's going to go to the bench. Newman and Christian will come back in as Alyssa Zazak and Fuller will go to the bench for the Lady Raiders. Underneath the bucket, Afton will inbound the basketball for Casey East. A long three left side. Got it. Three ball there for Casey East. She's into double figures with 11 points, and it's 31-21 with 4:35 to go in the third quarter. GMU looking to bring it back up the floor, and Janelle Volk is able to tie up Savannah Brzee. And so the possession arrow on the jump ball will give it back to Afton. So the Lady Crimson Knights, who were just leading by two a few minutes ago, now have it up to a 31-21 lead halfway through the third quarter. Into the right side corner for Afton. Michaela Mills with a 20-foot jumper, right side no good. Sam Scullier with a rebound, gets her own rebound again, tosses it up and is fouled. Sam Scullier is doing some work on the boards here for Afton. And she will head to the line with 4:15 to go in the third quarter. And it is Afton 31, GMU 21. Settling in for her first shot, the junior. Scullier will put this one up and just left it a little short. Second one coming here for the Lady Crimson Knights. In front of a nice crowd here tonight at ACS. Second shot here for Scullier. Oh, hit the rim twice, rattled out. Olivia Harris-Morris is there. Puts it up and in, and she's got 6 points. And she's had a nice second half, and it's 33-21. Afton on top of GMU with 4:05 to go in the third quarter. Here is Brzee at the top of the key. Almost stolen, but GMU just holds on to it. Hammond will reverse now for Christian at the top of the key. Once again, chest pass to Brzee. Too strong for her. Out of bounds it goes, and back to Afton. With 3:55 to go in the third quarter, Harris-Morris will come across the midcourt timeline. Olivia with the basketball and will reverse to the left side. Little interior pass, tried a little give and go with Casey East, and it's intercepted by GMU. Just tipped out of bounds, but will stay with the Lady Raiders. Madison Riley will come back into the ball game, and Abby Bullier will come in as well for the Crimson Knights with 3:40 to go in the third frame. Into the front court here is Hunter Christian for Gilbertsville Mount Upton. They're in the Road Royal blue uniforms tonight with the gold and the white trim. Christian with a shot, soft the mark, and through the hands of Meredith Hammond and out of bounds. With 3:30 to go in this third quarter. 33-21 the score. Afton trying to open this one up here at home tonight against the GMU Lady Raiders. Harris-Morris with the ball, finds Riley. Far side, Casey East for three. Too strong. Rebound loose on the hardwood here, and Sam Scullier will pick it up. Feeds it back down low. Olivia Harris-Morris left it short, gets her own rebound. Now passes one over for Scullier. Scullier left side, Casey East again from the left elbow. It's up and in. Casey East now with 13 of Afton's 35 points as they lead 35-21. They've opened it up to a 14-point ball game with 2:50 to go in the third quarter. GMU back down the floor. They try a home run pass across the court, and it's out of bounds. That one was too strong and too tall, and so Afton will get it back with 2:50 to go in the third frame. Nice third quarter here for the Afton Crimson Knights. GMU came out of the locker room like gangbusters and got it down to a one-point lead. It was 22-21. Since then, Afton has really been on a roll here. They go to the high post for Casey East. Turnaround shot is blocked there by Scarlett Newman. And they'll come away with the basketball here for GMU. Maria Zazak trying to dribble out of trouble. We'll find Scarlett Newman. They're going to have to get across the half-court timeline, but it's stolen. 2-on-1 for Afton if they can hurry. Here is Abby Bullier, and the shot is up and good for Abby Bullier. And it's Afton 37, GMU 21, with 2:10 to go in the third quarter. Brzee to the left side of the floor for GMU, gets across the half-court timeline, feeds one back for Hunter Christian, and now down low for Meredith Hammond. Hammond puts it up, and she is fouled with 2:05 to go in the third. And so Meredith Hammond, the senior, will step to the line. And she will shoot two. So this little run here late in the third quarter has really given Afton a nice cushion as Hammond can't get the first shot to go. And it's 37-21. Afton on top of Gilbertsville Mount Upton. Jasmine Brooks will come back in for GMU. Newman to the bench. Sam Scullier will head to the bench, and Amanda Spooner will come back in, the freshman here for Afton. Hammond's second shot rolls in. So Meredith Hammond now with 5 points, and it's 37-22 with 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. A steal here by Brzee, and she's looking to go off to the races. Tries a little Dr. J finger roll. It won't go. Rebound here for Afton. Taylor Schultz back up the floor. Schultz tries to go right to the rim. Gets it to go, and she's fouled. Taylor Schultz with 8 points, and she's looking for the old-fashioned three-point play. And Schultz has provided a nice spark off the bench here tonight for the Lady Crimson Knights. And Afton now leads 39-22. And the shot is up and just rattles out. Rebound is loose. It will go back to GMU. Spooner with a nice effort there for Afton, but couldn't get to it in time. And so GMU trailing 39-22, looking to get a bucket and maybe get back in this game. Hunter Christian across the half-court timeline. Bounce pass for Brzee. Into the corner for Jasmine Brooks. Fires up a jumper. It won't go down. Afton with another rebound. Casey East with a killer crossover to get back up the floor. Finds some real estate, but then traveled as she tossed one up with a minute and a half to go in the third quarter. Thanks for joining us here tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. We appreciate you listening in on the web as well, as our web stream is brought to you by SFCU at Sydney Federal Credit Union. It's all about you. GMU to midcourt as they go right to left on your radio dial. They'll go back for Marina Zazak on the right side. It's stolen by Madison Riley. She got tied up with Jasmine Brooks, though, after she stole it. Jump ball in the possession arrow will go back to GMU. So come up on the conclusion of this third quarter. Here is Hammond to the right side. Ball is loose on the floor. Brzee is just able to sprawl out for it and get it to Hunter Christian on the left side. Christian in the paint, tosses it up. It won't go down. Rebound is loose on the floor, and finally, Afton will come away. Back down the floor here for Casey East, up and in. Casey East now with 15 points. She's having a heck of a night with a minute to go in this third quarter. And it's Afton 41, GMU 22. Left side of the floor now for Jasmine Brooks. She stops and pops, and it's blocked out of bounds with 49 seconds to go in the third quarter. And GMU will get the basketball out of bounds. And Brooks will toss it into Meredith Hammond. Hammond gets it back to Brooks. A little 15-footer for Brooks. Left it short, out of bounds. It'll stay with GMU, though, as Casey East couldn't hold on to the basketball on the rebound. Mackenzie Hoyt will come back in. And East, the junior, will head to the bench for Lacey Stanton. 10 seconds to go on the shot clock. 40 seconds to go on the game clock. Let's see how aware the Lady Raiders are. They have it on the right side of the floor. They're going to have to toss up a three with Brooks. She can't quite get it there. Ball out of bounds, and we'll go back to ACS with 28 seconds to go in the third quarter. 41-22 the score. And Afton will look to bring it up the floor. GMU is going to bring a little full court press now to try to get some turnovers. Taylor Schultz will dribble into the front court, and now we'll go to Spooner as they break the press nicely. Left side of the floor for Madison Riley. High post for Abby Bullier. Bullier, turnaround shot, will find Mackenzie Hoyt. That won't go down. Bullier gets the rebound in harm's way, tosses one back out with 8 seconds to go for Spooner. Spooner with 4 seconds. Might have to toss one up here. Gets to the foul line, and the shot is off the mark. And at the end of the third quarter, it is Afton 41, GMU 22. Fourth quarter coming up when we come back on WCDO.
Finding a contractor that you can trust can be difficult, but not when you rely on Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local,
fully insured and offer over 50 years combined experience. From custom building and expert remodeling, including kitchens and baths, as well as plumbing, heating, and electrical work, Cohen & Fraser Builders see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426. Cohen & Fraser Builders of Franklin.
Heat tape for water pipes, insulated chimney systems, and stovepipe. This winter, count on Jessef Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Insulation, rock salt, snow shovels, outdoor work gloves, and traction sand too. So this winter, count on Jessef Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Since 1920, local folks have relied on Jessef Howe's Building Supplies in downtown Sydney Center. Three generations of quality service to the Tri-County area. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies, with everything to build anything. Call 369-3051.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lull tonight on WCDO. As we start the fourth quarter, Afton is pulling away from GMU with a 41-22 lead as we hit the fourth quarter here. Afton uses a 19-0 run to end the third quarter to build this cushion. 41-22 the score. Afton with the ball now. A shot from Spooner is off the mark. The rebound for Maddie Riley won't go. They'll work it back out to the far side for Bullier. Bullier for Riley in the corner. Her jumper is short. Bullier again tosses one up. About the third or fourth try there for Afton, and none of them will go down. So we start this fourth and final frame. Back up the floor. Here is Fuller. Fuller stops. We'll go back out to Hammond. Hammond to the top of the key for Brzee. As GMU will work it around with 15 on the shot clock. Ball loose on the floor, rolls out of bounds, will stay with GMU. And Afton will go to the bench here as Olivia Harris-Morris will come back in for Taylor Schultz. And so GMU will have 15 seconds to work with on the shot clock. They go to the high post for Fuller. Spot-up jumper is off the mark. Rebound for Olivia Harris-Morris of Afton as the Lady Crimson Knights lead 41-22. Again, Afton pulling away from GMU with a 41-22 lead as we start the fourth quarter here. ACS uses a 19-0 run to end the third to build a cushion. And so the shot there from Olivia Harris-Morris is off the mark. Pops up over the glass and out of bounds, and so GMU will get it back early in the fourth quarter. 41-22 the score. Zazak with the ball for GMU at the top of the key. And we'll go to the far side now for Brzee. Her jumper is short. Ball into the corner and picked up here by Zazak. GMU with another opportunity, and off the mark it is with 6.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Rebound here for Afton. Ahead for Olivia Harris-Morris. She gets down low in the paint. We'll find Abby Bullier. Bullier back for Mackenzie Hoyt. Hoyt will try to take it to the rim. Now we'll kick one out for Spooner in the left wing corner with 15 on the shot clock. Afton still looking for options for Madison Riley. 10 on the shot clock now. She calls out a new play. Let's see what they can run. They'll go for Olivia Harris-Morris. 5 on the shot clock to the interior for Spooner. Spooner down low, up and in. And Amanda Spooner with her first bucket of the evening. Afton using the shot clock there to perfection to milk some time off. And they now lead 43-22 over visiting GMU. This was a tight game at the half. It was 22-17. GMU cut it to 22-21, but Afton has just come alive here in the late part of the third quarter and the early fourth. Ball out of bounds, last touch by Afton, so GMU will have it on the far side in front of their own bench with 5:40 to go in the fourth quarter. 43-22 the score. Bullier and Riley will come to the bench. And so Afton will have two new bodies out with Tracy Hatton as well as Janelle Volk back in the game. Pass down low for GMU with 10 on the shot clock. We'll have a foul on Afton with 5.5 to go in the fourth quarter. This one will be on Tracy Hatton, her second, team's first here in the fourth quarter. First foul on either team in the fourth quarter as Alyssa Zazak will step to the line. First shot is off the mark for Zazak. So 5:35 to go in this fourth quarter. Afton leading 43-22. Make sure to stay tuned for our postgame show tonight as well. We get you your final scoring summary. Give out our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose tonight. second shot is no good for Zazak, and ahead and down the floor comes Janelle Volk. Lays it up off the rim. It won't go down. Ball is loose. Both teams scrambling for it. Brzee and Spooner go diving head first onto the floor. Rolls out of bounds. Last touch by Brzee, so it'll stay with Spooner and Afton. Afton will get it in and into the corner now for Volk. Volk looking for options. Will pass down low. It's intercepted there. Spooner will get it back, though, and has her pocket picked again here by Fuller of GMU. She tries to dribble up the floor. She is fouled by Olivia Harris-Morris with 5:10 to go in this fourth quarter. Afton leading 43-22. Reminder, folks, on Thursday night we will be in Sydney as the Sydney boys host a big one against Unitigo with a 7:05 Chambers and O'Hara pregame show and a 7:15 tip-off between the Spartans and the Warriors. GMU back down the floor. They find Meredith Hammond at the left low block. Her shot won't go. Rebound for Afton. Olivia Harris-Morris finds Janelle Volk on a breakaway layup. Can't get it to go down. Rebound from Caitlin Fuller. And then she has a poke checked away for her by a frustrated Janelle Volk. Out of bounds goes back to GMU. Good pass by Harris-Morris. And Volk just couldn't finish it off. So 4:45 to go, fourth quarter. 43-22 the score. Afton on top of GMU. Zazak with a pull-up jumper. Won't go down. Fuller tries a rebound. That won't go. Hammond will try her fair share at it. It won't go. GMU with a fourth rebound here on this possession. They'll keep it alive, but now a steal by Afton with 4.5 to go. And back down the floor comes Sam Scholier. Scholier will pass to the high post, intercepted by GMU. Ahead now for Alyssa Zazak, trying to break this cold streak. Zazak, turnaround shot. That rolls off the back of the rim. And a rebound for Afton, and a foul on GMU. And so the lid just continues to be on the rim here for GMU, as they have scored 5 second-half points. Meanwhile, Afton has done the opposite, and they've really come alive. Foul was on Alyssa Zazak of GMU, her fourth, team second. Afton will get this one into the paint. Ball is tied up. We'll have a traveling violation here against Sam Scholier. Good defense by GMU. 4 minutes to go, fourth quarter. And GMU will get it back, trailing 43-22. Zazak will cross the midcourt timeline, finding Brzee midway through this fourth frame. They'll pass down low for Hammond, and she goes up, can't get it to go, but she is fouled by Tracy Hatton of Afton. And so Hammond could break the cold streak here. She has 5 points and will step to the line. So Caitlin Fuller has 6, Madeline Lull with 5, and Meredith Hammond with 5 to lead GMU here tonight. First shot coming for Hammond, the senior, from the line. This one is off the back of the rim and no good. Both teams going to the bench, as Lull will come back in for GMU as well as Hunter Christian. Casey East will come in as well as Michaela Mills for the Afton girls. Hammond's second shot is up and good. And so that will snap a long streak there for GMU where they weren't able to get one to go. And now it's 43-23 with 3:45 to go in the fourth quarter. Left side of the floor, on the baseline, turnaround shot here for Scholier, left it short. Maddie Lull with a rebound. She'll work it back up the floor. She's got to be careful playing with those 4 fouls. Stops, long 15-footer for Lull. It won't go down. Rebound, Caitlin Fuller kicks it back out, but a foul with 3.5 to go before Fuller was able to get it away from her rebound position. They'll say it was on the floor. This will be the fourth team foul here on Afton, only one on GMU. Second foul on Mackenzie Hoyt of the Lady Crimson Knights. GMU with the basketball. And a reach-in foul on Hoyt. It's going to be her third, team's fifth. And so Maddie Law will head to the line with 5 points here tonight. She's had to spend a majority of the second half on the bench after picking up that fourth foul. So 3:25 to go in the fourth quarter. It's the Afton girls on top, 43-23. First shot for Lull rattles out, won't go down. Maddie Riley will check back into the game, and Mackenzie Hoyt will check out for Afton. Second shot coming here for Lull. This one rattles out. Boy, again, about halfway down. I'm waiting for it to go through, and then it pops free. 3:20 to go in the fourth quarter. Afton goes back out. Olivia Harris-Morris with a long three ball. Won't go down. Rebound is loose. Afton will scoop it up. Passing one off for Michaela Mills. Left-handed layup is off the mark. Rebound on the floor and picked up here by GMU. Lull with a great pass ahead here for Savannah Brzee, and she'll put it in. Savannah Brzee now with 3 points and a good assist there from Madeline Lull. Again, no relation, folks. Not that I know of, at least. Does happen to go to GMU, which is my alma mater. Great track athlete, plays 3 sports for GMU, but no family relation that I know of. 2:40 to go in the fourth quarter, and as I said earlier, we always have a good joke about it. Savannah Brzee with a steal will be off to the races and lays it up and in. And the 10th grader, Savannah Brzee, now with 5 points. And GMU cuts it to 43-27 with 2:25 to go in the fourth quarter. Left side of the floor for Olivia Harris-Morris, and her pass for Casey East. A little too much mustard on that one, and it went flying out of bounds. Abby Bullier will check in, and Samantha Scholier will go to the bench. So everybody on both teams has played here tonight. It's always nice when you can see that happen and everybody gets some good quality minutes. Left side of the floor for Madeline Lull. To the high post now for Brzee. Spot up jumper, left it short. Fuller is there for the rebound as she puts it in. The sophomore, Caitlin Fuller, with 8 points, and it's 43-29 with 2 minutes to go in regulation. Afton with the basketball, right side for Casey East. East passes one back for Maddie Riley, left side. Riley holding on to it, will pass down low now for Olivia Harris-Morris. Can't get the first shot to go. Second shot won't go either, and a rebound for GMU. Lull will bring it back up the floor, but lost it here to Abby Bullier. Bullier stops, left side of the floor, will pass one across for Michaela Mills. Now for Olivia Harris-Morris. Her shot, a little lefty hook, is too strong, and GMU with a rebound as we come up on 90 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Lull trying to go coast to coast. Chest pass for Meredith Hammond is tipped out of bounds. We'll stay with GMU. Taylor Schultz will come back in for Afton. Don't forget our post-game show right after this. We'll take a break, and then we'll come back. We'll have our 3 awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose brought to you by NBT Bank, Morabito Gresham Insurance, as well as ACO Brands of Sydney. GMU gets the ball in, and the shot for Hunter Christian is off the mark, but she's fouled, and we'll head to the line. So GMU at the foul line here, trailing 43-29 with a minute and a half to go. First shot for Hunter Christian, and she left it short. Second one coming here for Hunter Christian, the junior, wearing number 14 for the Lady Raiders. Second shot is up and good for Hunter Christian. It's 43-30 with a minute 25 to go in the fourth quarter. Afton will walk it back up the floor. This could be another solid win here tonight for the Lady Crimson Knights as Casey East steps in. Bang, she got it. She's got 17. Casey East having a great night, and it's a 15-point lead for Afton as we come up on a minute to go here in regulation. GMU with the ball. Maddie Lull for Hunter Christian, right side of the floor, tosses up a jumper. East with the rebound, pulls it down, and ahead for Michaela Mills. Mills with 55 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Maddie Riley for 3. That one died on the back rim. Boy, it looked good as soon as it left her hand, but it just wouldn't go down. Fuller will get to midcourt for GMU, trying to go coast to coast. Fuller is fouled with 48 seconds left, and will head to the line. And so Caitlin Fuller, a sophomore with 8 points. That's a team high for GMU. Meredith Hammond with 6, and then Brzee and Lull with 5 apiece. Fuller's first shot is up and good. She has 9. And it is 45-31 with 48 seconds left. So both teams will be preparing for their respective league tournaments, which will begin next week. Shot is off the mark there for Fuller, and a rebound by Afton. So this is a good tune-up for those games as they await their seeds coming up for their league tournament. A steal right back here by Caitlin Fuller. She now has 11 points as she gets it to go, 45-33, with 30 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. And now a steal by Maddie Lull on the right side, and she is fouled by Casey East with 27 seconds left, and Lull will get to go to the line. And so Maddie Lull will step in and shoot 2 for the Lady Raiders as they trail 45-33 with 27 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Lull's first shot is up and good. So Matty Lull now with 6 points. And it's 45-34, second shot coming here for Matty Lull. Takes a dribble and a deep breath here for the Lady Raiders. And puts it up and in. So Matty Lull with 7 points. And it's 45-35. 27 seconds left. Afton back up the floor with Casey East. GMU trying to steal it here. Ball is loose. It's going to roll out of bounds. And it'll go back to GMU with 18 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. And they trail by 10. So the Lady Raiders will get it in at midcourt. They find Brzee. Brzee dribbles to the right side. Brzee gets one back for Newman. Back to Brzee as we come up on 10 seconds to go. And they'll get one back to Zazak at the top of the key. Now back for Lull on the left side. The jumper is short. And it looks like time is going to expire here tonight. It'll be a 45-35 victory for Afton against GMU. And our post-game show is coming up. Stay tuned for that. I'm Nate Lull, and you're listening to Girls High School Basketball tonight on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Haagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student athletes.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. One last time to Afton Central School. Our final score tonight in a girls non-leaguer. Afton defeats GMU 45-35. Let's go through our scoring summary here. First for GMU, 11 points for Caitlin Fuller. That's a team high. Followed by 7 points from Madeline Lull, 6 from Meredith Hammond, 5 from Savannah Brzee, 2 apiece from Alyssa Zazak and Mirena Zazak, and then 1 apiece from Jasmine Brooks and Hunter Christian. So all but one player tonight score for GMU. On the other side for Afton, a game-high 17 points from Casey East. She really caught fire there in the second half. 8 points apiece for Taylor Schultz and Samantha Scholier, 6 from Olivia Harris-Morris, and then 2 apiece from Janelle Volk, Abby Bollier, and Amanda Spooner. So two apiece there for those three for Afton. Let's go through our post-game awards. First is the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank, putting customers first every single day and supporting local high school sports. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served our area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. I'd like to give that to Afton's Casey East tonight. 17 points, think she deserves it. when that was a close game, I mean, it got down to 22-21. All of a sudden, Casey East caught fire and helped Afton pull away tonight for this 45-35 win. So Casey East from Afton is our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award winner tonight. Next up, it's the Mirabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Mirabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Mirabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO. We'll give that tonight to Caitlin Fuller from GMU. 11 points for the Lady Raiders, but I thought she did a nice job on the interior, got some good rebounds inside, and just did a little bit of everything for GMU. So we'll give Caitlin Fuller our Mirabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award tonight. Lastly, it's our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, of course, brought to you by ACCO of Sydney. A proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. This was a tough one for me. I think you could narrow it down to a couple of players. I thought Taylor Schultz had a nice game. Sam Scholier had a nice game. Olivia Harris-Morris had a nice game. I would like to give this one tonight here to Sam Scholier. Scholier with 8 points. Again, some big buckets and some big times, and I thought she was great on the glass, too. So we'll give Sam Scholier, our ACCO Brands of Sydney, All-Purpose Award here tonight. So again, our final score, 45-35. The Lady Crimson Knights of Afton defeating Gilbert Somount Upton in this non-league contest tonight. I'll be back on the radio on Thursday when the Sydney boys will be hosting Unitigo, 7:05 Chambers and O'Hara pregame show, and we will have our tip-off at 7:15. Make sure to follow me on Twitter the rest of the week as well. It's a crazy time of year right now with the MAC, the Delaware League, and the Tri-Valley, as well as the league that Cooperstown is in, the Center State Conference, all fighting for playoff positions, and so I try to keep you as updated as I can on that on Twitter. And if you're not a Twitter person, you can still see it right on WCDOsports.com. On the right side of the page is my Twitter feed, so you can scroll through it and see what's going on across the board in local sports. So, again, our final score here tonight, Afton 45, GMU 35. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo, our in-game producer, back in our Sydney Main Street studios. We appreciate Jim taking the time to make sure everything goes smoothly here tonight. I'm Nate Lowell. Again, our final score, Afton 45, GMU 35. Have a great night. We'll see you on Thursday on CDL Sports.